You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tens of thousands of people showed up on a cool but beautiful Saturday morning for the Pope's monthly Jubilee audience.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
In his catechesis, Pope Francis used the gospel account of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman to reflect on the importance of dialogue as an aspect of mercy.
Il dialogo permette alle persone di conoscersi.
Dialogue, the Pope said, allows people to know themselves and to understand one another's needs. It is both a sign of respect and an expression of charity. It allows us to see one another as gifts from God. But often when we encounter one another, he said, we are not prepared to listen, preferring instead to interrupt, trying to convince the other that we are right. True dialogue, the Pope said, requires moments of silence and the ability to welcome one another as gifts from God.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, dialogare aiuta le persone.
Dear brothers and sisters, Pope Francis said, dialoguing helps people to humanize relationships and to overcome misunderstandings. He continued, there is a great need for dialogue in our families. And how much more easily would questions be resolved if we could learn to listen to one another? The Holy Father concluded his catechesis saying,
Il dialogo abbatte I muri delle divisioni.
Dialogue breaks down the walls of divisions and misunderstandings. It creates bridges of communication and does not allow anyone to remain isolated, closing themselves into their own little world. How much better the world would be, he said, if we could listen to one another and explain ourselves meekly, rather than shouting at one another.
Attraverso il dialogo possiamo far crescere I segni della misericordia.
Through dialogue, he said, we can make the signs of God's mercy grow and make them instruments of welcome and respect. I'm Christopher Wells.